order at 5:03, December 12th. Approve the minutes of the November 8th regular meeting, November 14th regular meeting, 27th special budgetary appeals amendments hearing, December 4th special budgetary appeals amendments meeting, and December 6th special budgetary meeting. Moved by who?
I'll second it.
Any questions?
I just want to say Amber did a really great job. That's a lot of minutes.
She did a tremendous job, especially for the first time. Imagine next year when she does this all by herself without any consultants. She's going to have a staff. Imagine that, Amber, huh? No?
That's not happening.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 294, adopting proposed local law number 4 to provide the collection of village real estate taxes. Let's move it first.
I'll move it.
Second.
We had a meeting, last week. We had the village of New Paltz, village of Saugerties there. Ellenville did not come. tried to reach him. They called me the following day. They apologized for not being there, but unfortunately the meeting was more concerning to them than anybody else. They were having a meeting this week with the state and the county exec's office, if I'm not mistaken. Or there's going to be an announcement tomorrow regarding shared services and various other things. Thursday, whatever day it is. All right, maybe I'm wrong with something along those lines.
No,
something that you know that we don't.
I don't know anything. But anyway, we had a nice meeting with the people that were there, people that were participating. We gave the village of Saugerties some ideas of how to proceed regarding how New Paltz collects their taxes. Bert was there, B was there, Tracy, James, Carl.
James.
You weren't there?
I was there.
Okay. Ken was there.
Too long of time.
Yeah,
close. John, you were there for a while, right? Yep. And Amber was there.
Yeah.
And like I said, Ellenville called me the following day. They wanted to come to tonight's meeting. I told them they're more than welcome, but I said it's not going to do justice by coming to discuss this for 10, 15 minutes. I think you need much more time. I suggest to them, if you're serious, and see what happens by the end of this week, what's going to happen. If you want to come back, we're more than welcome to entertain ideas next year. I said, but I mean, we had these meetings for you and you didn't show up. I mean, we made them so that it was convenient for you. You said you were coming and they weren't there. So, Carl?
I'd like to make a motion just to postpone this for next year. Obviously.
Well, I'd like to make a motion to get it off the table.
We can't
make a motion to vote, vote on it, and you can bring it up next year if you want to. I don't like keep holding things over and over.
Yeah, I don't agree.
Yep. We can't withdraw.
You could change. I mean, you could do anything in a calendar year. Bert?
Just wanted to add, Rich, the village of Saugerties, we're going to meet with them and go up there to show them the foreclosure process. I think that was the one thing that they were missing, but we'll walk them through the process instead of a meeting with them.
And one other thing, I found out that the village of Ellenville is having an auction January 6th, supposedly scheduled an auction January 6th
mm-hmm.
on property. So, mm-hmm. Tracy?
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy we had the meeting. I'm happy that Saugerties especially was here because it was good to hear from Saugerties. And for me, it's the first I've heard directly from them that they'd like to see us take it over. I mean, they're open to any help, but they said that they would like to see us take it over.
To be honest with you, the mayor doesn't want it. He did not want to, and there's a reason.
Well, he wants the discretion, but he also he wanted.
He'd have the discretion of who to foreclose.
Right.
He did say, if there is a tape, that he wanted us to take it over. But he said he likes having the discretion, but
he'd like to keep it.
So
he knows he'd lose it.
I'm absolutely open to discussing this further. I hope that B will actually look into some of the legal questions. But I'm really disappointed that Ellenville wasn't here, and I'm not prepared to vote yes today.
Thank you.
Well, there again, I
there was a reason.
Yeah, there was
I
a reason.
Know. Yeah, well, no one told me. I spoke to Joe Steckler over the phone.
There was a reason.
Okay.
It's not because they chose not to. They chose not to, but there was a reason.
Okay.
And it's not because the car ran out of gas.
Okay, but it's not just unfortunate because the rest of us were here.
Yeah, and on tape, yeah. So we look like schmucks. I look like a schmuck.
You don't.
Yes, I was pissed.
But it was wrong. Yeah, the rest of us were here.
What took place was wrong. Absolutely, positively wrong.
I said, Joe, we go back a long way. You at least had the courtesy of a phone call to me or anybody on our committee saying that you're not coming. I mean, and it's your privilege to come or not to come, but we held this meeting for you purposely. And it's not, we've been planning this thing for months, you know, so.
But I just also want to clarify that Ellenville not coming and being represented is not going, I'm not going to hold that against them moving forward. It just makes it impossible for me to vote yes today. That's all I'm saying. So I can't say yes. I'm going to keep an open mind moving forward, and I'm going to hope for legal answers from the county attorney.
John?
Well, first I want to thank you for having the hearings. I find it most interesting the invisible Ellenville contingent last week. After 6 years of begging this to happen, these guys reminded me of Don Panucci and The Godfather 2, when they brought the guy in with, you know, the guillotine, and they all chickened out, which I'll never understand in my life. People don't have a backbone, but that's what it is. They obviously don't want it.
That's not true, John.
Well,
that's not true.
All right, let's not get in. Let's not get in.
No, that's not true. I'll explain outside.
TJ, it doesn't matter. They weren't here, so it appeared that they didn't want it for whatever the reasons were.
And it's not, and Mr. Chairman, it's not the first time they haven't shown up over the last 6 years.
Can we just vote?
Well, anybody else first? If not, let's take a roll call. All in favor? Say yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Oh, we're voting.
He's gonna have to withdraw his.
Well, no one seconded it.
No one seconded it, right?
Now you understand why I would like to just get off the table next year. You can bring him back if somebody wants to bring him back. I'll have no problem bringing it back.
Okay.
All right.
We won't.
All right. All in favor? Say yes. You had two.
But next year you can come to the meeting, TJ.
Yeah, I'm a no.
So you got one, sure, two, three,
on behalf
four.
Of the town.
Two, four. Right. You got Kenny. All right. Resolution 374, amending Resolution 319 of 2001, amend the policy of county of also regarding project labor agreements.
I'll move
over,
it,
please.
Move it.
Second. Discussion. I'll take the lead here. Yeah. We've been talking about this for a while. After last meeting, I told the two attorneys, Chris and Nick, to get together to come up with something. They came up with something. They ran it by... John, you're well aware of it, because I know we had
all the above.
Jay, make sure she fed it to you so you had it and you understood it.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, fine. In saying that, I mean, I'm sure everybody's still not totally happy with it. And that goes for Mark, too. I know Mark and I had a conversation. But there again, I think this is a very doable thing. It doesn't put Mark on the spot. He does what this resolution is asking for anyway regarding doing his due diligence, then making a report. And then if we waive it, don't go any further. If not, we could do a PLA. So in saying all that, I think it's a great compromise of how we came across where we are right now. Tracy?
So I have a couple thoughts.
Yep.
One is the way it's written right now, it's going to include bridges and public works projects. Did we identify how many public works projects would have exceeded? Because we were looking at a different number. We were looking at a 3.5. Do we know how many public works projects in the last, I don't know, bunch of years would have exceeded the $5 million?
I have to look, but I don't know that there was maybe one or two.
Okay, so then it's less of a problem if it's not something that comes up very much. The other thing that I want to raise is the inclusion potentially of the chair and deputy chair of public works. I think that both ways and means and public works should be consulted for the policy waiver in the last paragraph. I realize it's two more people, but public works is the you know, is the first committee that's seeing these kinds of projects. And I think that they should, that committee chair and deputy chair should be included in the decision to waive.
Okay. Can I just Kent first and Mark?
I just, you know, just to Tracy's point, I'm not wild about having both chair and deputy chair at both committees. I would pick one or the other, whichever one you think is more important to weigh in on it, whether it's the you know, the financial committee or the public works committee. I just think when you start doing that, well, what about, you know, the environmental committee? I don't know. But seriously, though, I mean, you know, eventually it gets out of control with the amount of people. That's my only thought.
I don't think four people is out of control, but...
Well, that's committee talking.
Okay. I like the fact that the Ways and Means Committee looks at it because... Public Works Committee is going to be influenced by that department in their deliberations anyway, whereas the Ways and Means Committee isn't going to be, so they're going to have a fresh set of eyes on it.
If I had to pick one, I'd lean toward Ways and Means because it's at this earliest stage, and it's this.
They're going to be influenced by that department.
Well, they're going to have, the Public Works is going to be able to go through the process anyway because it's going through the committee anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else on the committee?
Yeah.
Mark?
I just wanted to quickly request that, if possible, the vote could be held off till next week because B had a conflict, but she wanted to be here, and she has said that she would be able to come to the committee next week.
All right, that's fine.
All right, so you want to hold it over?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Next week we're acting on it.
But where does everybody else stand on it? Is everybody else happy with it?
Mm-hmm.
Short of B weighing in.
Yeah.
In
unhappy.
Unless B says something wild and crazy.
Well, we had the two other attorneys look at it too, so hopefully. Where's Chris?
He skipped down.
Okay, I'll have Chris and Dick touch base with them and see, you know, before the meeting, see if there's anything else standing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you.
All right. All right. Motion to hold it over till next week.
Yep.
Moved?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hold over. 445, designated Ulster County Environmental as a county water management agency.
Moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Authorized distribution of mortgage tax receipts, section 261 of tax law. Moved.
Move it. Second.
Discussion. Discussion. How come we don't have last year's?
If you give me the yellow package, I'll move them out.
What? Where is
this? Is being held.
Amber.
She went to get me. So.
Let me have those. I'll just
She'll do it.
Nah, I'll do it. She's busy.
Well, you can't do them until you get them.
Oh. Right.
Amber, on this resolution of the mortgage tax, normally we have last year's, so we have a comparison. How come it's not in the packet?
I guess it wasn't.
Okay, but in the future, please put it in. It's very nice to see it comparable to the previous year.
Maybe for next week. We can vote on it, but we could just have it in the next packet that.
All right.
Yeah.
Get the same time though. I mean, there's
a lower definitely.
It's the same month last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same month. Okay. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
460, approving the execution of a contract necessary to fit the ends of the county by Gateway Mental
Move
Health.
It.
Move. Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
461, approving the execution of a contract next list of $50,000 entered by the County Family of Woodstock Department of Mental Health. Move.
Move it.
Second. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 462, approving the execution of a contract of excess of $50,000 entered by the County Aster Services for Children and Family Department of Mental Health. Move.
Move it.
Second. Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Oh. I didn't realize there were that many here.
Yeah.
All right. 463, approving the execution of a contract of $50,000 to Buddy County Family Services. Moved by.
Move it.
Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
464, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000. Entered the Canada Mental Health Association, the Ulster County Department of Mental Health. Move by.
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
465, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered the county, family of Woodstock, Department of Probation, moved by?
Move it.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
466, the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered by the county, Dreschler & Malicki, LLP. This is for the audit. Move it.
Second.
There's a continuation of the previous years. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're going to take 470 through 482, if that's a group.
I'll move to group.
I'll second.
I got a quick look.
Can we miss a couple?
Oh, here.
What'd you say, Tracy?
Wait, I'm just going to look 470.
470 through 82.
That's the big packet, not the packet we have.
I had a question, just an informational question on 472.
472, that's youth advocates programs.
Yeah. I mean, I can just ask my question. Do you want me to ask it? We can group it and then I can ask.
Okay. TJ made a motion. Yep. Second?
I second it.
Okay. Discussion. Tracy on 472. Okay,
so Ken, on 472, the youth advocate program?
Yes.
I was looking at the Schedule A and it talks about the outcomes are really laid out and enumerated. Yes. How long has this program been in its place?
I can give you an exact date, but it predates my tenure here.
Okay. And do we compare on an annual basis 82. Their reports to the expected outcomes?
Yes.
And how are they compared?
I know that I can tell you that we've met the outcomes. Amber sent me a note. I literally saw it 15 minutes before the meeting. I don't have the data for you, but I can...
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I was very happy to see that so many of these contracts have such specific outcomes laid out. It's just, it's hard to track success. And then to see such detail on some of these in terms of the numbers of expected, the numbers of percentages of expected success rates on top of just clients.
Yeah, Legislative Bartels, I mean, one of the really nice things about our operation at the Department of Social Services is that, and most people don't realize this, we have what we call coordinated children's services. It's a multidisciplinary team between the Department of Mental Health, Probation, and Social Services. We actually have a licensed mental health clinic that's embedded in our Department of Social Services. It's really unique. People talk about the lessening of mental health services. No, we've actually expanded them.
Right.
And we are very good at diverting 14 and 15-year-olds from the criminal justice system. This is one of the programs, very intensive, that does that. I'll get you the detailed stats, but again, it's something we're very proud of. And then the funding that you just approved is part of the new budget, looking at restorative justice, that builds on all this programming as we move into the 15, mm-hmm. excuse me, 16 yeah. and 17.
This is what we're voting
on. That's great.
On.
Yeah. I mean, it's great to see those benchmarks. The other I have a question on another one.
Well, hold on.
In the same grouping?
So
what's your
I'm
number?
Getting you the data. I'll get you
481.
The
481.
So 481 is Berkshire Farm Center and Services for Youth. Is this in case Family House program is full? I mean, is it the same? Is it
it's different.
Different service? Okay,
yes.
So I mean, what's the difference?
These are basically non-secure detention beds when we're ordered by the court to place children that are 14 and 15-year-olds.
Okay.
And sometimes Family House is appropriate.
Yeah, just hold on.
More often than not, a Berkshire Farms is more the appropriate setting.
And are these two, are these the nearest ones? Because it said one's in Middletown and one's in Canaan?
Yes.
Those are the real two quick,
closest. They're long-time contracts. Quite frankly, the bigger concern that we have is what happens with the 16 and 17-year-olds, which programs are going to expand. So having these relationships with the current providers is very helpful to us as we look to what's going to happen with the next variation with the older kids, because they have to have completely new space, different space.
Okay.
And all right. It's these types of contractors that are going to build.
So let's pay something extra then.
And we'll be looking to lock in beds as well, too. So right now we basically reserve space. So that when we have a placement, we're guaranteed a placement.
When you say lock in, you just mean secure, contractually secure. You don't mean
directly
literally
just locked in.
Locked
in to reserve the bed, I think is what.
No, correct. Right. I'm just
we're contracting for service.
Right.
That's where my lock in. Yeah. So this is used. I think we have.
We are talking about non-secure beds.
Yeah, I believe that we had a handful of placements where this was the appropriate setting.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Yep.
Berkshire Farms is in Connecticut.
No, this is this one's in Columbia County.
Oh, Columbia.
And there's also a Middletown location.
Middletown location with 12 beds.
Yeah.
Any other questions? If not, a motion to approve resolution 470 to 82, blocking him.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I abstain from each one.
Okay.
The reasons of rent collection from social services.
What?
I collect rents from social services now on a property. So I think it'd be best to abstain.
You're able to vote.
That's a bit of a stretch, mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's your decision. Fine.
And you wouldn't abstain from 482 because that has nothing to do with social services. James McGinnis.
Well, underneath that umbrella.
All right. Look, one time, a long time ago, I voted on the CSEA contract when my girlfriend worked at Golden Hill, and I was crucified for voting yes when I should have abstained.
Why? You had nothing to financially gain? That'll teach you. Next time you'll abstain. It shows you where it got you.
All right. I think it's very respectable to act out of an abundance of
caution.
All right. Resolution 483, execution of a contract, X list of 50, entered by the county, Dan's Hauling and Demo, Emergency Management. Move.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 484, approving the execution of a contract, X list of 50, entered by the county, Avent U.S. Inc., Emergency Management.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 485, approving the execution of a contract of $50,000, entered by the county, Motorola Solutions, Emergency Management.
Move it.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
487, approving a contract in excess of $50,000 by the county, Tyler Technologies,
Inc. Move it.
Information Services, move. Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
No, I have actually.
Hold on,
go on. So I'm not fully getting this one. The amendment amount is $281,706, and the total amount is $281,706. So that almost sounds like it's a new contract. Could someone explain why something that began as zero is considered an amendment?
The first year, this is for maintenance. The maintenance was included in the purchase of the software. So it was zero. And now the amendment now is for the future year.
And was that noted on initially when we got it? That
contract, though, it was zero at the time. So this is the first time you're seeing this contract.
Seems very
so really,
unusual.
The contract now is 281 and 281. It should only be 281 total.
That is what the total of the contract is, because the first year was zero.
Right. So what it's saying here is 281,000, another 281,000 on top of that.
No, I think the total is 281.
Yeah, 281. But did we, when we initially had the contract, did the contract say that starting year two it was going to be 281,000?
I don't know. I'd have to check.
Can we see that? Sure. Can someone get me the original contract? I have no problem with this contract, but I just think it's very unusual. I've never seen this like this before.
Well, I think the point is what he's saying
we purchased the $3 million software.
Right. Yeah.
And it says the lease, blah, 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 beginning January 31st, 2017.
Right, that's the new thing. That's
No. This is January 31st, 2017. This is then taking place January 31st, 18 through July 31, 19.
But what you're reading is an amendment that's written now, not that was written then. I want to see what was written then, because I just...
It didn't cost us anything.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I get that.
The contract, the option, you had to invoke the option.
Okay, so maybe I could just see it later at some point.
I got to call
back. Thank you.
Okay. Regarding any questions.
We spoke about it actually at our council.
Okay.
But I'll speak. All right. What do you want to do here, Trace? Hold it or want to move it?
If it's not a big deal to hold it, we could hold it.
Well, it's a pleasure to committee.
You could just move it if you could get us a copy of it. It's something that's either already
way, either way, I'm not super invested, but I do want to see understand why it's written this way.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? If not... All right. Resolution 488, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50, entered by the county. Continuum Systems Information Services, moved.
Second.
Discussion, roll call, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
489, approving the execution of a contract excess of $50,000 by the county, Cubic, Department of Tourism.
Move.
Second.
Second.
I have a question.
Yes.
So this, it says to exercise the option to extend the term and to increase the funding. How much is the funding increased by? I had a hard time eliciting that from the...
The amendment says 313.
Yeah, but I'm guessing, because we're extending the term, probably a portion of that 313 is what it was before. So what's the difference from last year's term to this year's term? What's the increase? Does anyone know?
No. Trace, in the future, I mean, your questions are very relevant to everything. But I
went over everything today. So.
But I mean, you can get them to Amber so she can get the answers so we have these.
I
know,
would have if I had to.
Unfortunately, the number I can't pull out of my memory, so I'll have to get it for you.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
we're all imperfect. We're all, we're all imperfect souls.
Okay, take back the Bob All Star lineup. Now you're the Hugo All Star lineup.
All right, let's hold 289, all right?
489.
Okay, 489, I'm sorry, yes. All right, everybody fine with that?
Yeah, if I use the wrong number, it's even worse.
That's right.
Someone make a motion. Tracy, second.
Second.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
492, pledging matching funds for I Love New York Tourism Promotion. Department of Tourism.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Department of Planning, establishing capital project 515, open space and recreation fund. Blah, blah, blah.
Move it.
Move. Second.
Second.
Tracy?
Yeah, so I have a lot of questions on this.
That's why Dennis is here.
I'm very familiar with the farm, and I think they're amazing, and they do a great job, but this is the first time I'm seeing the county doing an outright conservation easement purchase. I don't know if we've done it before. And so, okay, so the first thing I want to know is how we identified and prioritized from among all the many possible projects in the county, all the open space and all the potential recreation space, what competitive process resulted with Taliaferro Farm?
Well, first thing I would say is a couple things. One is that we have done purchase development rights before. We've been partners with the Department
as
pass-through folks.
That's different.
Yeah, and the identification process is similar. And that is we looked at the nonprofit groups that go out and look and talk to the farmers, and then we look at those and see whether or not they were willing to participate, and then because this is set up as a matching fund, so we look to provide a match, and we also look to make sure that the community has the necessary support from it, either from a funding standpoint, from a resolution standpoint. In this case, New Paltz is in for a third of the cost as well. So we started this process when the state called for funding, back when there was $80 million on the table for farmland protection in the Hudson Valley. There were three farms identified in Ulster County. We met with all of the nonprofit groups associated with that farm. They're passed through the Ag Farmland Protection Board. So the Farmland Protection Board endorses them. With that endorsement, we look to see whether or not there's interest at the Open Space Fund perception area. The communities then become involved, and then we look to see whether or not we can get 75% of the funding from the state. In this instance, none of the farms in Ulster County were funded. The nonprofit groups followed up on the farm in New Paltz, and there was work done by Scenic Hudson to essentially appraise the easement, go through the necessary process with the landowner, and then they came to us and said, "This is what we've agreed to. Are you interested?" We were interested because we expressed the interest when they were part of the state application, and the town came in for a third. So we're a third. We have not done a call for projects on this, mainly because we're looking for matching funds, and it's very difficult to call for projects and then find out we don't have a match.
Wow.
Any other questions?
Explains it.
No? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody against? Thank you, Dennis.
I'm not totally okay, but I'll talk to you more about it later. I have another week to think about it.
502, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant agreement with New York State Department of Environmental Conservation for the Rail Trail Project. Move. Second.
Move it.
Second.
Volvo?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know about Hugo and Renault over here, but...
Any questions? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
506, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for the inmate partner violence, creating one part-time benefit position,
move.
Amending Ulster 2018. Move.
Second.
Why are you? Why wasn't this part of our...
This was what we brought, where we needed the authorization for the grant.
When Holly came
no, the grant itself.
Yeah, yeah. So this is part of that.
All right. I thought we were doing it in 2018, but we're doing it now for 18, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 510, authorizing chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract near the Department of Criminal Justice to accept grant funds for urgent division overtime reimbursement. Move. Questions?
I'm just going to explain my no vote, because I'm going to be a no vote. But at the moment, I'm going to be a no vote to urgent until urgent removes its policy allowing juveniles to be informants. So I've been a protest vote before. I'm a no vote on this today.
Okay. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Oh, sorry.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Against? Tracy?
Yes.
All right. 512, approving Ulster County 2018 Stop DWI plan and authorizing chairman of Ulster County.
511. We'll move. I'll move 11.
I'll second it.
But I want to do 12.
And you may, sir, because you are the man.
511.
Oh, well, I already got 12 out here. Okay.
I moved second. Any questions of 511? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
512, approving Ulster County Stop DWI program, authorize the chairman to execute an all intermunicipal agreement required under the law, Department of Probation, Stop DWI. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Questions?
Where do they get the revenue from?
It's the grant from the state?
The fines from the state.
Oh, yeah. Fines?
Yeah.
Fines from the DWIs?
Mm-hmm.
And there is no money toward rehabilitation once again. But.
Mm-hmm. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
520, authorize the commissioner of finance to accept bids for parcel of county-owned land for private sale and authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to convey such parcel. Department of Finance.
Move it.
Second.
Questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 521, authorize the conveyance of county-owned property to the original owner, Department of Finance. Move.
Second.
I didn't move it. You moved it.
I moved it.
She moved it. Right. I seconded right. it. Who's moving what? I thought that was Dan Tolling and paving or whatever.
Any questions on that? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
With Peter Dunn Mowing Service.
So you guys are going to miss me. Who's
any new business? Any old business? Everybody has reports.
489? Or did you say it?
Excuse me?
Oh, no, I was just asking TJ if he held 489.
489 is postponed.
Yep.
I
yep.
have that yep. in my position, yep. but right. I need 487.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we have the patch budgetary transfers for the month of November. We have new hiree report. Everybody has a copy, correct, Amber? Any questions on that? There again, I want to thank Amber for her hard efforts during the budget process. She did very well going through her initial period, but next year we expect a lot more out of you. You know? But thank you again, Amber.
Thank you, Amber.
And with that, a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Hey, well, I'm going to go home by 6:30.
6:30?
Supposedly have a long
meeting at 7.
Yeah, I have an ambulance meeting at 7, too.
Yeah.